We're starting a new secular year. What does it have to do with us? It's a time to be proud of ourselves. In the non-Jewish world, the year ends generally with getting drunk, losing one's mind. Even very intelligent people, they use their intelligence for all kind of things, and that's the end of everything. Lack of intelligence. And we're the exact opposite. By our end of year and beginning of year, it's a time of hisboininess. We use our intelligence to recognize the truth of life, the fact that we have HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are His chosen nation, and He's so close to us. A beautiful pasuk, we say it in the Mizmor, around Tzaddikim on Shabbos. Hi chastecho Hashem oleinu, ka'asher yichalnu loch. The chesed Hashem should be upon us as we are turning to Hashem always and relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu to save us. And this is one of the big rules of the Hanhoga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The chesed of Hashem towards us is equivalent to the yichul of us on Him. The more we put ourselves in Hashem's hands, the more we turn to Hashem to take care of us and to be matzels and save us, bring us salvation, that brings more chesed Hashem. And this in itself is one of the chasadim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He gave us this opportunity that we can always increase the chasadim we have from Hashem. And the way to do it is, yichalnu loch. We turn to Hashem and we beseech His chasadim. As we mentioned, this is a special time in history that we're going through. Dafka Yishmael is the one who is causing our problems. Yishmael, he has a certain zchuyus. The name itself is a name of connecting to a higher source. Unfortunately, he misuses it. In the name of God, he does all kinds of atrocities. But even so, the fact that he does his things, ki'ilu, with Hashem. He's using Hashem. It doesn't make a difference, but there is something over there. There's a certain zchus that he has. And in order to overpower that, we have to use the connection. We are Yisrael. We are the one who give Hashem power. Make HaKadosh Baruch Hu and His Hanhoga a central part of our lives. That's the Kiddush Hashem of Klal Yisrael. And Baruch Hashem, all of Klal Yisrael is being misayir now. I was speaking to somebody who knows people in universities in America. He said there's a hisayrus even over there amongst the Jews. They suddenly realize that we're not just part of the rest of the world. The rest of the world looks at us as something different. And what makes us different is not the fact that there's anti-Semitism. That's one of the tools that were put in the world to be ma'ayrus, to recognize how special we are. What makes us special is kasher yichanu lof. The more we bring ourselves closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more we have bracha, shmira. The Ramban writes, this perish and iuv, that if Klal Yisrael were on a full madrega bitochen b'Hashem, when they go out to war, they could win it without any ammunition even. Hashem would take care of them. And Rachmal Islan, if we're not on the Madrega, with all the ammunition, won't help. So Baruch Hashem, this is our status at this point of time, of building up a tochen. Be proud of the fact that we are the nation that uses our seichel to connect to the reality of the world, connect to the goodness of the world. Liris betuv Hashem, tamu ru'u, like we said before, to see it, to taste it, to feel it, to be proud of the fact that we are Hashem's beloved chosen nation, that have this special kedusha with Hashem, and also that Hashem gave us the zchus to be able to constantly increase the chasodim upon us and upon Klal Yisrael by the fact that we turn to Him. And together with that, it's the time to always pay attention to the needs, not just our personal needs, the needs of all Klal Yisrael. The more we feel those needs of all Klal Yisrael, and then when we beseech Hashem, Hashem should bring His chesed not only on us, on all of Klal Yisrael, Yitz Hashem, they'll bring Yeshuas for all of us, and Mimela will bring us a tremendous Kiruz Elikim and tremendous Yad Hashemayim in everything we do.